Now, let's turn to our story on the Bloomberg administration's efforts to upgrade the city's antiquated 911 call system. Even before he was elected, there were concerns about it. After the September 11th attack, there was a consensus the city's 911 system needed a major upgrade. At the 9/11 commission hearing here in New York, commission member Richard Benveniste addressed then-Mayor Rudy Giuliani about the commission's findings.
Individuals who were trapped in the building called 911 searching for answers to their immediate distress. And we found that those operators were not in a position to do anything other than receive information. It wasn't an interactive loop, which obviously was called for in circumstances of this kind of dire emergency.
Giuliani agreed.
911 was overwhelmed. And should it have been larger? Should it have been anticipated? Yes, it probably should have. But it wasn't.
WNYC's Bob Henley has this report on how much progress has been made on the 911 call system on Mayor Bloomberg's watch.
We are in a crisis situation right now. The governor did declare a state of emergency, that from Governor Pataki, although the National Guard has not been activated here in the five boroughs.
This is not terrorism. It's a power outage that began up around the Niagara Falls border of New York and Canada.
That was WNYC's Richard Hake on a makeshift broadcast phone line in the midst of the August 14, 2003 blackout, along with WNYC's Beth Fertig. Almost 2 years after September 11th, the city had a new mayor, but the same antiquated 911 call system that once again couldn't handle the volume of incoming calls during a major emergency. At the height of the crisis, Bloomberg warned people against using it.
Let me just urge everybody, don't use 911 unless it is a life-threatening situation or a crime is in progress.
Michael Bloomberg, who else better to finally fix 911? Michael Bloomberg is an expert at leveraging information technology for profit. After the 2003 blackout, he appointed a panel to look at how the city could improve its emergency communications and crisis response. The panel faulted 911 for a lack of efficiency. It documented 7 different dispatch centers and 3 distinct dispatch systems that left callers with busy signals. The remedy, the panel concluded, was a, quote, robust integrated dispatch. The Emergency Communications Transformation Project would break the silos of separate police, fire, and EMS dispatching. All would be integrated at the current 911 call center at Metro Tech in Brooklyn. Westside Councilwoman Gail Brewer chaired the council's technology committee. She said it was the plan's requirement for a second 911 backup call center that caught her eye.
They also decided to build, for many years, we didn't know where, another redundant facility where we were always told somewhere in the Bronx. The capital budget would show like $1 billion or $2 billion.
Redundancy is critical for effective emergency management. The original plans called for a 35-story building at a site along the Hutchinson Parkway, inaccessible by mass transit. Up in this part of the Bronx, on the site of the future 911 backup call center, a groundhog scurries as traffic whizzes by on the hutch. As late as 2005, much of the site was taxpayer state-owned as part of the Bronx Psychiatric Center. It was declared surplus and sold off by the Empire State Development Corporation to a developer. In 2009, the city of New York went to court and condemned the land and paid $32.9 million to the same developer who had gotten it from the state a few years earlier. And the land's a cheap part of the 911 backup center. Even though the Bloomberg administration has pledged to shrink the facility, it's still as close to a $700 million price tag if you throw in the technology, computers, and access roads. Councilman Brewer says it's years overdue and questions whether it's necessary.
People in the tech world felt it was a complete waste of time and money because they always felt that in today's world you can do almost a virtual redundancy. In fact, people within city government felt that, but they were afraid to say something.
The total cost for the backup 911 building is $700 million. The budget for the remainder of the Emergency Communications Transformation Project is twice that, $1.3 billion for technology and software contracts. No one is more interested in seeing a long overdue upgrade than the 911 operators, dispatchers, and supervisors who work with the system every day.
The system that that our operators are using now is the same system that was in there in 1972 with
modifications.
Henry Garrido is an associate director with District 37, the union that represents the 911 workforce. DC 37 has long complained that the Bloomberg administration's spending on technology contractors, including on the 911 makeover, lacked any meaningful oversight. According to internal city documents, dozens of outside consultants were paid between $147 and $267 an hour, which factors out at more than $555,000 a year. Diane Marienfeld is a 30-year 911 call center veteran and a DC 37 shop steward. She says workers could save valuable time with modern software and should be consulted more about how to upgrade the system.
We're so antiquated. If we had a new computer-aided dispatch system, if somebody said I had a cardiac, I type in C for cardiac or whatever the code would be, and everything would fall into place.
A review of thousands of pages of internal 911 contract documents by WNYC shows city managers struggling to rein in outside private contractors. DC 37's Henry Garrido.
Consequently, we have spent, we've wasted millions and millions and millions of dollars creating a system that to this day does not work.
After the City Times scandal, when several contractors were indicted for allegedly stealing $80 million, Mayor Bloomberg tasked Deputy Mayor Stephen Goldsmith to reevaluate all of the city's big-ticket technology contracts. Goldsmith concedes DC 37's point about the excessive layers of outside contractors.
So what we need to do is remove the layers of contractors, contractors managing contractors or managing contractors, all with markups. We need to bring the top-level work inside City Hall.
Just this week, Goldsmith announced plans to try and further reduce the cost of the Bronx 911 backup center. Back in her office at 250 Broadway, Councilwoman Brewer says even at its reduced footprint, she still thinks it's not necessary. And 10 years after the September 11th attack, Brewer says the lack of progress on the 911 upgrade distresses her.
911 calls during the blizzard were many times not answered or busy signals. Overload. So I don't know if another disaster, God forbid, or horrible incident takes place. I don't know if 911 could handle that load.
So almost a decade after September 11th, the 911 rehab is several hundred millions of dollars more expensive than originally projected and years behind schedule. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.